praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good, and God is on the throne, and God is in charge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. We are truly blessed, and we are in the land of the living. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. It wasn't your alarm clock. It wasn't someone that shook you. It wasn't somebody to say, wake up. Nobody but the Almighty Living God gave you another opportunity to breathe. Your heart is still beating. You have the use and activity of your limbs. And for those that don't praise him anyway, give God the glory. Give God the honor. We serve a mighty God, and he can do anything but fail. He haven't failed yet. Thanks be to God. God is on the throne. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Again, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you. I'm telling you, God is on the throne, and he is in the blessing business. Send me your prayer requests. Send me your prayer requests and send me your praise reports. I've been hearing so many praise reports, and we want to just read some of them if you give us your permission. Amen? Give us your permission, and we will read your prayer requests. We'll read your praise reports. Hallelujah. Then we'll have some of you to give your praise reports and announcements over the air. So we thank God for prayer is the answer. Thank God for you, you, and you. Request your beautiful, blessed prayer rug. And they are a blessing to you. Use them when you're in prayer. And we just know that God is doing a great and mighty thing. There's power in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to Psalm 91. Once you get your Bibles, go to Psalm 91. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, please keep a copy of the Word of God with you in your bedroom, in your kitchen, in your bathroom. You know, a lot of times you have time to really read that Bible when you're in the bathroom. Amen. Sitting on the throne, read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Keep a copy of the Word of God in the living room, in your dining room, your basement, your club basement. Keep a word, the Word of God with you. There's power in the Word of God. There's power in your words. So my sisters and my brothers, watch what you say. Amen. What you want. Speak it into existence. Things that are good. Things that are happy, joyful. Hallelujah. Speak it into existence. Amen. God will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 91. We were in Bible study on last night at one of the nursing homes, and my God, the man's phone would not work. So, of course, we had an extra copy of the Word of God. That always works. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So that's why I tell you, sometimes these phones may not work. The computer, the laptop may not work, but you know what? You keep a copy, written copy of the Word of God. Then learn it for yourself so you can recite it. Amen. When you're lying in your bed, you can recite in Psalm 91 for protection. You just recite 23rd Psalm. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Psalm 91, our song of protection. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Thank you, Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, and nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it should not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. But as thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample on the feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and I believe that's long, healthy life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, the word of God for the people of God, a psalm of protection, and we need that in this day and time. Let's go to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And we see that happening now. Though the waters there roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her that right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Shalom. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh the wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still. Be still, my sisters and my brothers. Be still, men and women of God. Be still, children of God. Be still, Christians, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. No matter what's going on today, no matter what went on yesterday, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalm 46. Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of the trumpet. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over the earth. Watch out. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Shalom. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord is with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praise unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praise with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The prince together, even the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Exalt the Lord today. Lift up the name of Jesus. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. What a mighty God we serve. Praise him this morning. Exalt him. Lift up the name of Jesus. Psalm 48. God is great. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the earth, the city of the great king, God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hastened away. Fear took hold unto them there in their pain, as of a woman in travail. They breaketh the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts. In the city of our God will establish it forever, Shelah. We are full of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk around Zion and go around about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this is God. For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even until death. Even until death. My sisters and brothers, God is our guide, even unto death. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to see one more day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. My pastor didn't make this day. The bishop, archbishop didn't make this day. Chief apostle didn't make this day. Apostle didn't make this day. You made it. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you right now for blessing us over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for blessing us, Father God. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for our healing and our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you for our homes. You have kept us, Father God, with shelter. We thank you, Father God, right now for providing shelter for someone that don't know which direction to go in. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us in our right minds, ability to walk and talk. Even those of us, our eyesight might be a little bit dim, but we thank you, Father God, for what we can see. We thank you right now, Father God, for the use and activity of our limbs. Those of us that are able to walk today, those of us that are able to use our hands, our fingers, we thank you right now, Father God, for those of us that's even able to wiggle our toes, we thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up all of those that have asked that we call upon you for prayer. And Father God, we call upon you for prayer right now in every situation. We are praying for our nation. We are praying, Father God, for our President of the United States of America. We are praying for Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We are praying for the family in its entirety, that you'll touch and heal and deliver, Father God, that the Spirit of God will manifest in their life, and they'll do what thus says the Lord. They'll do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of the Almighty Living God and not man. Touch his mind, his body, his spirit, and his soul. Let the Spirit of God rain down upon him like never before. Father, we come calling upon you today, knowing that, Father God, that you will hear and you will answer our prayer in your own way and in your own time. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Dr. Ron Green, that you'll touch his body, Father God, knowing that you are a healer. We pray for his wife, Jill Green, in Miami, Florida. We lift up Desmond Stewart as he traveled, Father God. We pray, Father God, the Spirit of God will dwell into his mind, his body, his spirit, and his soul. We pray, Father God, for Wallace Green. We lift up his wife, Sandra Green, Father, in the name of Jesus, Virginia Beach, Virginia. We lift up Tanisha Green in Norfolk, Virginia, and her family in its entirety. We pray for Verge Green, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We lift up, Father God, Brother Hester, that you'll touch him. And, Father God, manifest the Spirit of God into his mind, body, spirit, and soul. We lift up, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Shanita Kelly, and her family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, that the Spirit of God will continue to manifest in her spirit, and you'll use her in a mighty way. We thank you right now for her being a mighty prayer warrior and truly a woman of God. We lift up, Father God, Rael Kelly and Zariel Kelly. We pray, Father God, for Diamond Tiggle, Father, that you'll be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them, that the Spirit of God will rain down upon them, Father God, and they'll truly walk as men and women of God. Father God, you set them aside with a special anointing, and Father God, let your work take place in their lives. We pray, Father God, for the animals that Diamond care for on a regular basis. And even those animals, Father God, that are roaming the streets, Father God, not knowing where they're going to get their next meal. We pray for them, too, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the farm animals, Father God, for the horses and the cows and the pigs and the mules. We pray, Father God, for all of our farmers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that work faithfully on the farms. We thank you right now for our firefighters, Father God, that you'll touch them and protect them from seen and unseen danger as they go boldly into homes and buildings and fighting forest fires, Father God. Those in California, Father God, where the fires is burned for days and days and days, we pray for protection for the people, Father God, that are in those lands. We pray, glory be to God, right now in the name of Jesus, for all of our students that are going back to college, that are going to school, universities, public schools. We pray, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection all around them in the name of Jesus. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Keep out the guns and the weapons from our schools, Father God. It's a place for our children to go and be safe and learn. We come against the enemy that's trying to put fear in our children, Father. We want our children to be able to go into our schools and be safe. We pray for those that need the school bus to ride to school. We pray for those that walk on a daily basis, Father God. Protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Keep out the weapons, the guns, the knives, the drugs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, out of our schools, out of the lives of our children. We come against that spirit of destruction right now. We pray, Father God, for every drug dealer, that he'll put down the drugs and not deal any drugs. But, Father God, call upon you that our people will be addicted to Jesus Christ, not any drug, heroin and cocaine. We come against those drugs, Father God, drugs that are lifted up by our people that are illegal. Stop them in their tracks, Father God. They will not have a desire to take any type of drug in the name of Jesus. We pray for those alcoholics, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you release them from that addiction. Drive out that need and that want. That, Father God, they'll call upon you and say, I want to be addicted to the almighty living God. We pray, Father God, against mental illness. We come against that sickness and that disease of the mind because you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Thank you, Father God. We pray for Harry and Linda Bennett, that you'll touch them and bless them in a very special way and their family in its entirety. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, we are praying for you. Elder John Waters, we are praying for you. And we are praying for your uncle, Pastor Roscoe, and his wife, Linda Roscoe. We are lifting you up because we know that God is truly a good God and he could do anything but fail. Touch Pastor Roscoe's body right now. Send forth a healing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Work a miracle for Brother Roscoe. Work a miracle for Dr. Bernice Moore Wright. Work a miracle in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for going into the hospitals, in the emergency room with Evangelist Randy Griffith, Father God. Touch our body right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate our mind, Father God. We know that you can do it. Touch your son, Jonathan, Father God, that he'll fall on bending knees and be obedient to you, the almighty living God. Trouble his mind and his spirit that he'll do right by you, Father. Then he'll do right and be obedient, Father God, to his mom. Father God, bless their home. Father God, we pray right now that you'll move evil spirits, Father God, out of our homes and bring in the spirit of God into our homes. Bring in the spirit of obedient, Father God, into our homes. Bring in the blessing of the almighty living God into our homes. Touch families, Father God, from the head, Father God, to the babies. Touch our families, Father God, and draw them closer together with love, the love of Jesus Christ. We lift up, Father God, Elder Dawn and Annette Smith. We pray, Father God, for Mercedes, Father God. We pray, Father God, for Mercedes in the name of Jesus. We lift up Mercedes, whatever's going on, whatever's happening in her life, we pray for her and her family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, that Elder Tillman will walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray, Father God, for the Long family. We lift them up, Father God. Anthony, we are praying for you. God is able. You've been a blessing to your mother, and God has seen your faithfulness. We pray for James Long, Father God, and his wife, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll band the family together in the love of Jesus Christ. You are wondering, working God. We lift up Alamasi, Archbishop Alamasi, and King Alamasi. We pray and thank you for her vision that you've given her for radio and for TV, even for opening up her own bank. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all lost souls, Father God, right now, that they'll fall on bended knees and yield to you, the almighty living God, and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? That they'll surrender to you as they walk the streets. They'll surrender to you as they're on their way to work. That they'll surrender to you as they're in their homes. They'll surrender to you as they lie on their sick beds. They'll surrender to you in the schools, in the classrooms, in the universities. They'll surrender to you those that's behind prison bars. They'll surrender to you. And Father God, the jails, Father God, the prisons will become a place of worship. Individual, Father God, right now, the wardens, the prison guards, the nurses that are there, the doctors that are there. Father God, touch every prison guard right now in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God fall upon every prisoner that they'll feel and yield to you right now, the Spirit of the almighty living God. You said in the latter days we'll do greater works. And Father God, we're calling upon your people right now that they will yield to you and do greater works in times like these, that we'll trust in you, the almighty living God, that we'll believe in you and that we'll obey you and walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you right now for touching the pastors, archbishops, and the apostles. We pray, Father God, for the assistant pastors of churches. We pray, Father God, right now for all of those in leadership positions in the body of Christ, that they'll do what thus says the Lord, and that your will be done in their life. Not our will, but their will. We pray for Pastor Rosie Cobia, Father God, Reverend Bailey, Father God, and his mom. We pray for her right now in the name of Jesus. They will put her, Father God, in a safe nursing home, in a nursing home that will be a blessing to her. But we are praying for a healing right now, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We are praying, Father God, for the water that we have to drink, Father God, that's been affected by E. coli. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will cleanse the water, Father God, that you have given us for drinking. That you'll cleanse the water, Father God, in every state, every country, every nation. Those that have been going through in Africa and other locations for years and years and years. The water, Father God, and cleanse it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for the food that we eat on a daily basis, that, Father God, it will bring nourishment to our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We speak, Father God, against any evil thoughts, ways or actions that we might have had. We come to repent this morning, Father God. We call, Father God, upon you that we will repent. We lift up, Father God, Dwayne Williams, Sr., Dwayne Williams, Jr., Sheree Williams, Father God, Dejanae Williams, Father God. We pray that you'll go into the home, Father God, and touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, for Wallace Green, Jr., wherever he may be. Touch him, Father God. Bless his mind, his body, his spirit, and his soul. Let him come on one accord with you. We pray for Dr. Sandy Edwards Reed, Father God, her son Pharaoh, her daughter, Father God, and her children in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch Dr. Sandy Edwards right now. Let her continue to dance for the Lord as you do with Zariel. Touch their bodies, Father God. Men and women that are dancing for the Lord, touch their bodies right now. Grant them, Father God, the ability to dance like angels. We thank you right now that they minister unto people with the spirit of dance. We thank you, Father God, for those that are now dancing for the Lord, our dancing and dancing angels of the Almighty Living God. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus for Catherine Lewis. Touch her mind right now. Bless her children in a very special way. Touch your daughter, Father God, that she'll yield to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray for Sabrina and her cause that she has fighting for human rights in all of the prisons. We pray right now for Sabrina and those that she has band together to strike for human rights for those that are behind prison walls. We pray, Father God, you go in and let the Spirit of God dwell in those places like never before. We thank you for her cause. We thank you for her fight. We thank you for her love for mankind. We lift up her family in its entirety, her sons, Father God. Touch them right now. Let them know that you're with them. Build them up. Make them strong. We pray for all of our young black males, Father God, that you'll put a hedge of protection around them as they walk the streets, as they go on their jobs, as they go into the universities, as they go, Father God, on their daily tasks. Touch them right now and put a hedge of protection around them. We pray for all of our males. They're the seed. Use them, Father God, as you see fit. Let your will be done in the lives of all of our males. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. But we pray that you cast a special blessing upon the black males. Strengthen them, guide them, and lead them. Build them up stronger. Stronger than before. Have them not to grow weak. Have them not to grow weary. Have them not to turn to drugs and alcohol. Touch them right now, Father God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. They're the head and not the tail. We're the lenders and not the borrowers. We thank you for transferring the wealth of the wicked to the righteous. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, because this is miracle working season. Thank you for healing Dr. Bernice Moore Wright. We thank you for healing Dr. Patricia McCray. We thank you for healing Apostle Joanne Farley, Christ Institution Baptist Church. We thank you for healing Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage of New Union Baptist Church. Touching his wife, Father God, Sister Nettie, in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds right now. You are a mind regulator. Touch their bodies right now and bring forth their healing in the name of Jesus. Work a miracle on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for Pastor Oscar Brown, Bishop Oscar Brown. We pray for Sister Carolyn Brown in the name of Jesus. Touch her body right now. You brought her through before, Father God, and we know you could bring her through again. We pray for Mother Annie Green. Continue to strengthen her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Mother Nita, Father God. We pray for Dr. Kevin Carter. Glory be to God. Rosie Traham. We pray for Kayla, Father God. We pray for everyone, Father God, that stand in need of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God reign into their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. We thank you, Father God, for allowing individuals to become brand new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We pray for forgiveness of our sins. Because you said in your word that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And we thank you right now, Father God, for forgiving us of anything that we might have done or said, Father God, on yesterday. And even as we wake up this morning, Father God, we pray that we would do what is right and pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, for every nursing home resident, the workers in the nursing homes, the hospitals, all of the doctors, the surgeons, the anesthesiologists. We lift up everyone that dispenses medication, the food that the individuals have to eat. We lift it up unto you, Father God, right now, that you'll cast down a spirit of healing upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every church, every pastor, that they will preach and teach the unadulterated word and live according to the word of God. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we come trusting you this morning for everything. Everything, Father God. We put our trust in you. We pray for our mayors that you'll touch them, strengthen them, and guide them and lead them. Special prayers for Mayor Brandon Scott, Father God. Young man wanting to do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Touch him and strengthen him. Have him not to grow weary. We pray for every mayor of every state, Father God. The people need the Lord. People need the Lord. We pray for the governors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our council persons, our senators. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Our House of Representatives. We pray, Father God, for the Speaker of the House. Lift them up. Let them hear from you. Let them yield to you. We pray, Father God, for all of our postal workers. Special prayers for Sister Greta Mills. We praying for you, Greta. Strengthen every postal worker as they walk the streets in the sun, the rain, the hail, the sleet. Protect them, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. Our UPS workers, Father God. We are praying for them as they deliver packages, Father God, to our homes, Father. Be with them and guide them and lead them, direct them. We pray, Father God, for anointing, a fresh anointing upon all of our military, our army, our navy, our marines, our coast guards, our national guards. We're praying for them. Glory, hallelujah. They're giving up their lives to protect us, Father God, right now. They're volunteering, Father God. We're praying for their families, Father God, as they're away fighting wars. We pray for those that are in the midst of a war right now. You said in your word of God that there'll be wars and rumors of wars. But you said you'll be with us every step of the way. We pray for those in Iraq, Ukraine, Russia. Father God, we pray for even those wars that are going on that we're not even hearing about. We pray for the people, Father, in the land, Father God, that stand in need of food, that stand in need of shelter. Regulate someone's mind right now in the name of Jesus. We come against mental illness. We come against dementia. You're a mind regulator, Father God, and a heart fixer. Fix someone's heart right now, spiritually and physically. That individual that might have had a heart attack, Father God, touch that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Someone suffering from COVID. Father God, we come against COVID and its deviance, Father God. We come against monkeypox, Father God. Any other diseases, Father God, that's not of you. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Make those vaccines safe for our people that are taking them, Father God. We pray over every medication that our individuals are taking, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your healing, Father God. Someone's calling upon you right now, Father God, that you'll heal them in the name of Jesus. We come against arthritis, bursitis, cancer. We come against every condition, Father God. Heart conditions, Father God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We said in your word, you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Father God, for healing someone from infections. Thank you, Father God, for touching someone's limbs that they'll be able to move freely. Arms and legs and fingers and toes, Father God. We thank you for healing, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, but you say that all sickness is not unto death. Somebody have a miracle this morning. We thank you, Father God, for touching Annie Green's body. Someone else to have a spine condition. Straighten out their spine, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone suffering from migraine headaches, Father God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Lay hands on that parts of your body where you have those illnesses. Learn how to lay hands on yourself. Learn how to anoint yourself. Thank you, Jesus. We believe in you, the power of the Almighty Living God. We come against those migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. We come against allergies, Father God. Someone's been suffering with allergies from birth up until now. We come against those allergies right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. There'll be no more coughing and sneezing in the name of Jesus. No wheezing. We come against asthma. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for your goodness and for your grace and for your mercy. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, God is with you every step of the way. We thank you for the school teachers, the principals. Provide the children what they stand in need of, Father God. Bless the children. Bless them with the teachers, the counselors, the security guards that they need in the schools. Bless them, Father God, with the crossing guards that they need on the streets. Bless them with the school buses that they need. We are called upon you, Father God, because you said that you will provide everything that we need in the name of Jesus. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. Thanks be to God. We're praying for you, Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. We thank God for the healing of your son, Billy Edwards, right now. We thank you for his healing. We're praying for Tina, Diane in South Carolina, Dr. Leela Broomfield in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We are praying for you. Elder Cassie Lofton and Elder Deacon Lofton, we are praying for you. God is able. Yes, he is. He's a good God, and he can do anything but fail. We are praying for Pastor Linda Smith and her family in its entirety. We thank you for her healing at Road to Life Ministries. We thank you, Father God, right now for Pastor Reverend Maybelle Hickman and her family in its entirety. We pray for Bishop Timmy Lee. Hallelujah. Touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch his family in its entirety. Let them hear from you. Let them do what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We come against the spirit of destruction. We come against that spirit of Jezebel. We come against that spirit and send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. In the name of Jesus. This is miracle working season, my sisters and my brothers. That the spirit of God will manifest and move like never before. We pray for Sister Esther. We're praying for you, Bobby. We're praying for you, Brenda. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and Sister Gwen, we're praying for you. All the deacon and deaconess of all the churches, we're praying for you. The body of Christ, the prayer warriors, we're praying for you. The intercessory prayer warriors, Pastor Rosie Cobia, we're praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Good Shepherd Baptist Church, we're praying for you and your pastor. Thanks be to God. Reverend Dr. Harold Carter Jr., we're praying for you in Shiloh Baptist Church. Yes, God is real, and he's real in our souls. Sister Cheryl Purvey and your husband, Deacon Purvey, we are praying for you that God will continue to bless that marriage and strengthen you in each and every way, that he'll provide everything that you need, that he'll make a way out of no way. He'll bless you as you go to work. He'll bless you as you come home. We're praying for your daughter and your son. We're praying for your grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We're praying for blessings in your families, in your homes, on your job, in your schools, in the city, in your county, in the nation. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. The Word of God says pray without ceasing and claim it in the name of Jesus. That I decree and declare a blessing upon the lives of those that are listening to me on this day. God is able. God can do anything but fail. He'll make a way out of no way. Yes, he will. Reverend Teresa Mercer, we are praying for you and your family. Apostle Margie Mercer, we are praying for you and your family. Special prayers of healing. Gibson Magwood family and other families that are celebrating reunions. We thank God that we can go fellowship in love, and it's not a funeral. Is that a home-going service? Celebrate life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you right now for what you're doing. We pray for those in all the nursing homes and the hospitals. We're praying for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, we're praying for you. Bishop Gregory Gilmore Sr., Pastor Gregory Gilmore Jr., First Lady, Pastor Melissa Gilmore, Pastor Reverend Mother Lady, Reverend Sharon, we're praying for you. Minister Sharon Ricks, Minister Barbara Duffy, Minister Yvonne McFadden, We're praying for you. Brother Bellamy, your wife, Ruth Bellamy, we're praying for you. Pastor Victor Mines and First Lady Mines, we're praying for you. Sister Jacqueline Anderson, God is a good God. God will hear and answer your prayer. Tune into Jesus. Hallelujah. God is in the blessing business. Elder Josephine Dennis, we're praying for you. We know what God can do. God will keep you. God will keep you, and he is keeping you. We're lifting up hallelujah, glory be to God. All of those under the sound of my voice, send me your prayer requests. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Dr. Patricia McCray, we are praying for you and your son. God will strengthen you and guide you and keep you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, glory be to God. God is able. Yes, he is. God is able. God is able. Yes, he is. We're praying for all of our seniors, all of our children. God is a God that could do anything but fail. And he has not failed you yet. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're going to the prayer of divine restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Miracle working. God is working miracles. I want you all to know that. God is a miracle-working God, and this is miracle-working season. Yes, it is. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. And you know it for yourself, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Uh-huh. You know it for yourself, Shanita Kelly. God is a miracle-working God, and I believe in miracles. What about you? We talked about the prayer of talking directly to God. We talked about the prayer of asking. We talked about the prayer of asking for divine guidance. We talked about the decree of divine intelligence. We talked about the decree of divine love. We talked about the decree that God's will is being done. We talked about the decrees of divine plan. We spoke about the decree of divine order. We talked about the decree of blessing. We talked about the prayer of faith. And I'm reading these over for those that are listening for the first time. This is a teaching ministry, a prayer ministry. We believe in the power of prayer. But a lot of us need to be taught. Didn't Jesus teach his disciples how to pray? That's the word of God. Today we're going to talk about the prayer of divine restoration. And we talked about this before. This is a series of teaching. One of the least known prayers of decree, yet one of the most important for getting your prayers answered, is the decree of divine restoration. If you could trace back in memory the cause of the unhappy experiences in your life, you would doubtless discover that most of these experiences in ill health, financial difficulties, and human relation problems were related to a belief in loss. The thought of loss lounge in the conscious and subconscious phrases of the mind causes many, perhaps most, of life difficulties. The word loss literally means destruction, and the thought often held in the mind is a destructive one. Mm-hmm. It will destroy you, your mind, and everyone else around you. However, a belief in present and future fulfillment blots out previous beliefs in loss as promised by the prophet Joel, the word of God. Joel 2:25. I will restore in you the years the locusts have eaten. That's the word of God. I will restore to you. That's God talking to you this morning. He's talking to someone this morning. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Chinita Kelly, I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten. Janet Griffith, I will restore to you the years locust has eaten. Mother Annie Green, I will restore to you the years the locust have eaten. You, put your name right there. Make it personal. I will restore to you, Patricia, the years the locust has eaten. I will restore to you, Burdetta, Washington, the years the locust has eaten. I will restore to you perfect health. I will restore to you a home. I will restore to you food. I will restore to you shelter. I will restore to you that promotion on that job. I will restore to you family and friends. I will restore to you, Elder Annette, Elder Dawn. I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten. I will restore. Put your name there. I will restore to you the years the locust have eaten. You can establish such a belief in present and future fulfillment by affirming divine restoration. Divine restoration, not just restoration. Divine restoration, my sisters and my brothers. The word restore means to make beautiful again. Burdetta, to make beautiful again. Wow. Think about that. Make beautiful again. God is making you beautiful again, my sisters and my brothers. The word restore means to make beautiful again. As you affirm divine restoration of your good, so much can be added to the present that it seems even to fill the emptiness of the past. Watch out. Won't God do it? God can fill the emptiness of the past. In the process, whatever has been taken from you is then divinely restored. It's a process. Uh-huh. Some of us don't want to go through the process. But it's a process. You're going to go through some things. But it's all right. The word of God says to his men and women of God, those of you who said you walk by faith and not by sight, he said, I will restore. Uh-huh. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. He's going to restore years. Look at that. I'll restore to you the years. My God, the years. Get it in your spirit. In the process, whatever has been taken from you has been divinely restored. Whatever has been taken away from you, my sisters and my brothers, is being divinely restored. Always there's a balancing, restoring power for good at work in every person and in every experience of apparent loss. Watch out. Watch out. God is restoring. Instead of trying to force your good, affirm that it is now divinely being restored in God's own time and way, and it will still appear. Stop trying to force God to do something for you. Men and women of God, affirm often, I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of past and present is divinely restored to me now. This is a time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine restoration in mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationships. Now, I want you to say that with me this morning. You got to speak those words. Remember I said words have power? Instead of trying to force your good, I want you to affirm that it's now divinely restored in God's own time and way, and it will appear. I want you to say this with me this morning. Wake up. Wake up. I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of past and present is divinely restored to me now. This is a time of divine fulfillment. Thanks for divine restoration in mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationship now. Somebody didn't get it. We're going to do it again. Repeat after me. I call on the power of divine restoration. And we know who that power is, Jesus Christ. My good of the past and present is divinely restored to me now. This is a time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine restoration. Mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationships now. Now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're going to do it one more time. I call on the power of divine restoration. My good of the past and present is divinely restored to me now. Now, this is a time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine restoration in mind, M-I-N-D, body, B-O-D-Y, financial affairs, and in all my relationships now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. Get that in your spirit. Now faith. We're walking by faith, by sight. Faith without works is dead. Evangelist Janet, Evangelist Taylor, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah, praise God. You're walking by faith and not by sight. Thanks be to God. Go to the book of Joel, second chapter. Read it, 25th verse. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. That's the word of God. Are you trusting in God? Lean not to thy own understanding. Thank you, Jesus. He's restoring to you. This is the word of God. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Thank you, Jesus. But you got to believe in the Almighty Living God. You got to trust the Almighty Living God. Trust and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Your burdens. Not everybody else's burdens now. You're not God. You can't change anyone. We can't even change ourselves. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Joel 2 and 25. Thank you, God, for restoration. Thank you, Lord, for trusting me and trusting others with what you have given me. It all belongs to God. Then he's going to restore. But you got to give your life to Jesus Christ. You got to surrender to the Almighty Living God. Cry out to God and say, God, I surrender to you. My all in all, everything. I'm sold out to you, Jesus Christ. Surrender to him. Repent today. Surrender everything to the Almighty Living God. Welcome him into your life. Believe that he suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins and for my sins, past, present, and future. Repent of your sins today, my sisters and my brothers. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Welcome Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, to your mind, your spirit, and your soul. And he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what you're going through. But you got to invite him in. You got to invite him in. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. Repent. 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 Ask God to forgive you of your sins. And he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Become a member of the body of Christ. It don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. Ha! Isn't God good? Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Allow God to use you in a mighty way. Allow God to bless you in a mighty way. And bless the name of the Lord. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you today. Thank you for your praise reports. Thank you for your gifts of love. Thank you for support. God bless you real good. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour of Prayer with Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. God bless you real good.